Good Monday morning, beloved, and once again, thank you for joining me, sharing our Monday morning together in God's Word. Today we are in Exodus chapter 5, verse 22, through chapter 6, verse 13. Here Moses complains to the Lord and questions the task he's been given. God speaks to Moses again and tells him about the covenant made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and promises to free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. When Moses tells the Israelites what God has said, they refuse to listen to him. And as we begin this week together, God's saving word for us is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading in Exodus chapter 5 and verse 22. Then Moses turned to the Lord again and said, "Lord, why do you mistreat your people? Why did you send me here? Ever since I went to the king to speak for you, he has treated them cruelly, and you have done nothing to help them." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you are going to see what I will do to the king. I will force him to let my people go. In fact, I will force him to drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as Almighty God, but I did not make myself known to them by my holy name, the Lord. I also made my covenant with them, promising to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they had lived as foreigners. Now I have heard the groanings of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians have enslaved, and I have remembered my covenant. So tell the Israelites that I say to them, I am the Lord. I will rescue you and set you free from your slavery to the Egyptians. I will raise my mighty arm to bring terrible punishment upon them, and I will save you. I will make you my own people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am the Lord your God when I set you free from slavery in Egypt. I will bring you to the land that I solemnly promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as your own possession. I am the Lord." Moses told this to the Israelites, but they would not listen to him because their spirit had been broken by the cruel slavery. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go and tell the king of Egypt that he must let the Israelites leave his land." But Moses replied, "Even the Israelites will not listen to me, so why should the king? I am such a poor speaker." The Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, "Tell the Israelites and the king of Egypt that I have ordered you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt." And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 6, verse 13, where the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, "Tell the Israelites and the king of Egypt that I have ordered you to lead the Israelites out of Egypt." You know, we see this theme time and time again in Moses' life, where he tries to do what the Lord has told him to do. Authorities don't respond the way that he's hoping, and life gets much worse for the Israelites, and they turn around and give Moses a bad time because they just see that it's all of Moses' fault that things are getting difficult for them. You know, beloved, following God, living for Jesus Christ, isn't going to be an easy life. People who don't know Jesus in the way that we know Jesus Christ are going to question our motives, are going to maybe even question our sanity. But we have to be determined, just like Moses was. Even though he was discouraged at times, he was still determined that he was going to serve God. He was going to honor God. Let us pray. All-powerful God, even when a situation seems hopeless, I know I can turn to you. You are my God, and you are with me, watching over me and guiding me. Teach me to continue to listen to your voice and to place my trust in you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together. tune in, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Exodus chapter 6, verse 28 through chapter 7, verse 13, where, of course, believe it or not, the king of Egypt remains stubborn and refuses to release the Israelites. Until tomorrow, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.